It's time to hear what's good, what's bad, and what's ugly at the cinemas and on DVD. Get ready for...
Wait for it!
Film Sociology with WFYI's film guru.
Kaiser Soze!
No, that's Matthew Soze.
It's such a fine line between stupid and clever. Yeah.
Let's find out how thin the line is. Here's your host...
Gina Wagner?
I want a party. I want a samba.
Lovers, you are tuned into Film Sociology, a film talk show here on WFYI Indianapolis HD 2. If you have questions, comments, don't email us. Email Matt Soze, even though he's not here today. msoze@wfyi.org. You can follow us on Twitter at Matthew Soze, at Kobe Slagle. Matt is off today. Gina Wagner sitting in. Gina?
Wait, I've always wanted to do this. Hello, Kobe.
What's Sammy Terry doing here?
I don't know, but I don't think I can pull that off.
And also from the independent critic, Richard Probst. Rich, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Very good. Good to have you here. And Circuit City Derby Girls in action coming soon.
Yes, yes, definitely. Actually, this weekend we're going to be in Bloomington playing the Bleeding Heartland Roller Girls Code Blue Assassins at 6 o'clock at the Twin Lakes Rec Center. But we definitely want you to come to our home game next weekend on June 16th, titled Cruel Summer. It's a doubleheader. And we've got the boys playing. The Race City Rebels are opening up for us, playing against Milwaukee Blitzkrieg.
I like that the bouts, the games. What? See, we had this discussion the last time you were on. Is it a bout? Is it a game? Is it a match?
It's a bout.
It's a bout.
And it's funny because I said beforehand, yeah, it's a bout.
It is a bout that yeah. roller derby people do.
Yes. I know it's weird,
and
but
I like
that's
that
what
named.
It is. Yes. Yes. And the team we're going to be playing is a lot simpler. The Socialites are going to be playing the Derby City Roller Girls. And they're really good. So it's going to be exciting.
Have you played before?
They did play them last year. And they lost to him last year. So they're really wanting to... Yeah! We're avenging! Avenging!
Wow.
It's going to be awesome. And we're going to be at the Forum at Fisher's on 126th Street. Tickets in advance are $10. At the door, it's $12. And there is beer.
And I think the most important thing to mention with this is the after party at Quad Nanny's.
That is awesome because it includes karaoke.
Oh, are the Derby Girls going to be karaoke-ing?
Yes, and they usually jump up on the stage and start dancing, too, because they're crazy like that.
In the skates? Oh, yes.
I do, actually.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, me and Bergen of the Race City Rebels and also Going Commando of the Race City Rebels, yes, we're going to sing Come On, Eileen.
Oh,
because
nice.
Because I know none of the words beyond that phrase,
that's
but
a good
I'm
reason to
so
do any
good
song.
At faking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be really great.
Dan, you're poised to say something.
Well, yeah. Kobe introduced Richard. Richard is here. Hi, Richard.
I'm here. I'm not Matthew Simpson.
Are you going to come watch the roller derbies?
I keep saying I'm going to do that. Don't I?
Yeah, you
I'm
should come.
They don't have a roller derby.
Well, actually, there's a halftime show where you can push a roller derby girl.
Can I? I could be like a Circle City Derby gimp.
Something like that.
That would be really cool.
That wouldn't be awkward for anyone.
No. In no way would that be awkward.
I specialize in awkward.
You should totally come. You know why?
Why?
Because that's also my birthday weekend.
Oh, look at that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now don't you feel obligated?
I'm
everyone should come watch
obligated.
The roller derbies.
I'm feeling more obligated to come see you do Come On, Eileen, though.
Yeah, well, that should be really interesting. And I'm the poster girl this time, so...
Which is also cool.
If you go to your neighborhood marsh, you might see me. As somebody I saw at the gym did today.
Are you the girl from the roller derby?
Like, I saw you at the marsh! Like, that was me! On the poster! Yay!
Also, as a reminder, our show is available as a podcast and on iTunes Monday morning if you're listening to this Monday. And we also have a blog that you can check out at films at, oh my God, what is it? Filmsociology.tumblr.com.
That's it.
Yeah. There
it's
it is.
It's great.
There's some movies that came out this week.
There are.
Yeah.
So actually, we're going to talk about Prometheus.
Yes.
What's that about?
You know, like alien stuff, but
oh.
not. That's the simplest explanation.
That Let's have is. A listen.
Like king has his reign.
Ancient civilizations that were separated by centuries, and yet this same pictogram was discovered in every one of them.
They're smiling.
I think they want us to come and find them.
We're all here because of a map you two kids found in a cave.
Not a map, an invitation.
From whom?
Please tell me you can read that.
Prometheus, are you seeing this?
Whatever that probe is picking up, it's reading life form.
What do you mean a life form?
Oh, the head.
They're changing.
Changing into what?
It's moving. These things moving.
What is that?
There's a ship. They're leaving.
To go where?
Earth.
We were so wrong. Take us home! We can't stop it! There won't be any home to go back to!
Why is that door open? Cut it out! Cut it out!
Kobe just asked if the whole movie is that intense. I'm just going to say parts of it, yeah. I mean, I know there were at least a couple of scenes where I was like all up in my hoodie, like clenched up. I was just like, oh my God, get through the scene. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So this is a movie from Ridley Scott, and everyone wants to know if this is a prequel to Alien. I'm just going to say maybe. You should just go see the movie. It's about...
I don't like scary stuff, and I kind of want to see this, because I saw Alien, and even though that's scary, I liked it.
It's definitely more sci-fi than scary. You know? I mean, it's going to have those moments where you're like, I can't believe this is happening, but it's none of that, like, boo, someone's behind you. None of that
no,
crap.
Like, jumpy...
No jumpy
like,
stuff.
Like, settle into a mood, and then, like,
no, they give you lots of warning. They're like... They give you lots of warning. They're like, something's moving in the water. Let's watch it. Oh, look, something's coming up. Why are the people still approaching it? The audience knows it's stupid, but the characters do it because it's a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that happens.
That's what happens in movies.
But not boom.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can't handle that. That drives me nuts.
No, you should watch this movie. I really think you can handle it.
Okay.
I think it's going to be fine. The general plot is that you have a couple of, like, archaeologist types who have noticed a pattern of things across all these ancient civilizations that point us to, we need to go to this grouping of stars where we think that there's a life form, and it may have, like, created all of us. We're searching for answers. This is an answer gathering mission, but like the Alien movies, there's also a corporate business involved whose motives are unclear, headed up by mysterious character played by Guy Pearce, which you don't really figure out till the end of the movie because he's so heavily done up in makeup and prosthetics. It stars Richard, you're going to help me out on this one. I was saying Noomi. Rapace something?
Rapace something? I think that she would be so mad at you right now.
She probably would. She could come kick my butt.
She's the actress from The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
The original
Swedish
version.
Yeah, the good one.
Yeah, okay. That's your opinion.
That's my opinion. And I'm right.
Okay. it also has Charlize Theron as captain of the vessel called Prometheus. That's what the name alludes to. And it has Michael Fassbender as a cyborg And he is by far the most interesting character because you really can't tell what he's up to the majority of the film. And it's pretty awesome to watch.
For once, we actually agree.
The whole movie, I was on Team Cyborg. I'm like, he is by far the most interesting thing in the movie.
He continues to blow me away at what he can do. And the fact that he pulls this off so convincingly, just...
Oh, he's so good.
Especially compared to his performance last year in Shame. I mean, the guy's a great actor.
Yeah, he starts off the movie pretty much running it solo while everyone else is asleep in their pods going through like a two-year thing going through space. And just his gait, his demeanor, his researching and studying before they wake up so that he can appear as normal as possible to them to make all the humans feel comfortable. I just really enjoyed everything he did in this movie.
Absolutely. I would agree.
And the setting was amazing. I loved all the outdoor shots. I loved the ships. I loved the holograms. There was some really cool, flashy, spacey technology stuff. But it didn't take away from the film. When they did have the opportunity, they're like, oh, look, a bunch of fireworks display of awesomeness. And then they would come back to the movie.
Mm. Did you like the script, though?
I really did.
Did you?
Yeah, there was a few moments at the end where I'm like, I wish that character had gotten a better ending than being splatted, because you should stop, drop, and roll and not run straight from something coming to squish you.
See, the ending,
particularly if you're splatted. Interesting. You shouldn't be splatted.
Why not?
Especially if you're a strong character, you should have the sense.
You're a derby girl.
You should have the sense to
splatting.
No. A derby girl is on board with moving evasively. Evasive action is what we are all about.
Okay.
You don't need to get splatted if you don't want to. You have to be paying attention.
Okay.
This is what I'm gathering from this.
Now that was a good movie.
It was really good, and everyone should go see it. This was one of the most enjoyable movies I've seen this year.
Good.
It was one of the most enjoyable movies I've seen this year, Richard.
Yeah, you've been skipping a lot of screenings this year.
I go pay for my movies now, just to avoid people I'm not friendly with.
Oh, and yet I'm here with you now.
I'm avoiding children, okay?
We, Dan, brought this up. We did not appropriately introduce guest Richard.
Yes,
it's me, dear friends. Alive and kicking. Well, alive anyway.
I'll be kicking you with my jingle bells.
That's it. Kick the footless man.
You know, you walk into this stuff. Oh,
yes! Yes! Awesome!
Well, when a fella comes back from the dead, I find that an occasion to stand up, to be counted.
It's
not
hard.
A film sociology
it's
if
not
I
hard.
Don't do a foot joke.
Well, I can see where it'd be difficult for a man of your stature to keep in touch with even half the people you know. Well, you know beautiful women, they encourage you 1 minute and cut the legs out from under you the next.
I'm not half the man I used to be.
Wow. Why is it that the guy in the wheelchair gets a film called The Sitter?
Welcome, Richard Phillips.
Thank you very much. I'm still half the man I used to be.
And that's why I asked you to be on here with me, because I wanted to hear that intro again. It
also,
was awesome.
We're 1.5 critics.
Yeah.
A bit of news. Midnight screenings going on. Summer Midnight Movies at Landmark Theaters this weekend, June 8th and 9th. Keystone Art Cinema, Rushmore. And then next week, the 15th and 16th, The Return of the Room. Film Sociology will be out there, and it will be awesome. And then also tonight at the IMA 9:30, they are showing Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window.
Gonna throw in an obligatory woo.
Yeah.
Wow.
You gotta
woo,
do that.
Woo.
Woo. Okay. And
because it's an art film.
There's another movie out about a lion and a giraffe and a
there's a zebra.
And, yeah.
There's a zebra in the circus.
Don't forget the lemur.
That's not as important.
And the bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going to listen to the trailer, right?
Yeah, they go.
Okay, let's do that.
Here's what happens. Hilarity ensues.
There it is. The casino. Perfect. That's where we'll find the penguins.
Oh, you killer fight like a bunch of little girls. Huh. Chimichanga. These pillows are filled with baby birds.
I drop down, grab the penguins, and we are out of here.
Oh, let me drop down. I'll grab the penguins.
Enough. I'm gonna...
I need to see a drop down and get me animal control.
It's the first.
You fool! How could you let them get away?
All my fists!
Step on it, boys!
Let's get out of here!
Voila! Giraffe at 12 o'clock.
Guys, we've got a tail!
Paparazzi! Hi! One thing!
Out of food!
How do we move through Europe without attracting attention?
Wait! The circus!
His train is for circus animals only.
I don't trust lion. Hair too big and glossy. He's not lion, he's lioness.
This is awkward. Remember, we just lay low.
Just until the heat dies down.
We're invisible.
Marty?
Circus, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, Afro Circus, Afro Circus, Afro, polka-dot, Afro!
Really?
Move it! I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Yeah, I like to move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it.
Is this still going?
Yeah, it's still going. Here we go. There we go. Now it's done.
Wow. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Not paycheck. Not paycheck. And that's what that movie is.
That's.
I didn't see this movie, so Richard's going to have to tell me about it. Because it's Madagascar 3.
You should have been at a midnight screening of this film.
Please tell me you weren't.
That's where you were.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Good, because there's no reason for that.
Promo screening of this film. No, you know.
I did not attend.
Which you did not attend. Hardly anybody did, actually. Okay, you've got the regular cast back. You've got Chris Rock. You've got Jada Pinkett Smith, David Schwimmer, Ben Stiller. Frances McDormand is here as an animal control officer. Basically, you know.
Is she the severe-looking woman in the trailer who's, like, riding a bike and
exactly.
stuff?
She's playing, like,
she's
you know,
scary.
Tom Cruise Mission Impossible-type stunts. And
with an accent?
With an accent.
Because people with accents are scary.
Mm-hmm.
French people with accents. I guess French people have accents. Of course, they think we have.
Are they? I don't know if French people are scary. Don't they surrender a lot?
Wow. Okay, there goes Matt's French listenership.
Sorry, France.
Okay, so anyway. You know, honestly, okay, the weirdest thing about this film is that Noah Baumbach wrote it.
Why is that weird? You'll have to fill me in.
Okay, this
I'm looking at you very blankly. Okay.
The guy who did Greenberg, Margot at the Wedding. You know, he usually
so you're telling
movie.
Me he's deep.
He's deep. He's moody. he loves very deep character studies. He's never done anything like this.
So no, Afro Circus.
You could sing the paycheck thing again. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Since you know Greenberg bombed, Margot at the Wedding bombed, Squid and the Whale pretty much bombed.
To quote Michael Caine, I haven't seen the film, but I've seen the house it bought.
Exactly. You know, but what I will say about this film is it has a fairly decent story. It starts off really slowly. But once they get to the circus, you know, and basically what happens is, you know, they head off to, where was it, Monaco to try to find the penguins so that they can get back to New York.
Okay.
What are the penguins doing in Monaco anyway?
Is that something you'd have to watch the second movie to know?
You have to watch the second movie for that one. You know,
it's a continuation.
They're gambling penguins.
That's a
but
problem.
Why are they needed? I mean, are they reliant on penguins
because
as a source of income?
Because every movie needs penguins.
I understand that penguins are a source of income for, like, Happy Feet and March of the Penguins.
You had to mention
but
feet,
why?
Didn't you? See?
Dude, get off it. Is the movie slow because they swam there?
Oh.
I saw that in the trailer, and it looked like time-consuming.
No, it's because they insisted on throwing in a bunch of plot exposition and, like, you know.
Oh, I saw something weird about, like, the lemur falling in love with a bear.
The lemur falls in love with this.
To an LMFAO song.
Riding bear, and it's really kind of, because the lemur is Sacha Baron Cohen. So he has fun with it.
Well, of course.
So it's really
when is
sweet.
He not having fun?
He has fun with everything.
Well, probably in
Except
Sweeney
kind
Todd.
Kind of in Hugo. Well, yeah, Sweeney Todd, too.
Yeah, probably not so much as fun for him.
Yeah, so anyway, I, you know, but once they hit the circus, you know, you get awesome 3D, you get some amazing camera work. You know, I think the kids who loved Madagascar 1 and 2 are going to love this film. The adults, I mean, some of the pop culture references are amazingly stupid. We even have Spice Girls in this thing.
Because that's current.
That's, you know, I'm thinking, Noah, you need to get out more because that just.
Wow.
But you know, good children's film, not great. Pretty decent use of 3D. I think the kids are going to enjoy this one.
All right.
Otter, don't flatter yourself. It wasn't that great.
All right, so it was okay for your kids.
Please don't make me get kids.
No. Okay, well, we got a couple more films to talk about. We want to do the DVD Blu-ray releases.
Yes.
I think we got time to talk about these two films.
Oh, yeah.
Do we want to skip the trailers for the interest of time?
Yeah, I'll skip the trailers.
All right.
They're really not worthy of trailers.
It's all right. We can fill you in.
Journey 2 featuring Peter
Malark. It doesn't matter if you saw this film. But he probably wanted you to.
Wow.
This is a peck-popping extravaganza of giant flowers and bumblebees and tiny elephants. And
yeah.
They're on a mysterious island.
Which happens to be the lost city of Atlantis.
Yep, and Michael Caine is cashing in.
He's
phoning in his entire performance, and he's accompanied by High School Musical's Vanessa Hudgens and Hunger Games' Josh Hutcherson.
Hutcherson.
Gosh. I mean, it was forever ago that I tried to review the Vampire Assistant movie, and I could not say his name for the life of me. I really thought I'd gotten better. I have not.
But did you like it?
It was okay. It was brightly colored, and the island sinks. No.
With Brendan Fraser?
No.
Oh,
because
yeah.
It looked really bad.
It was.
Okay, then that's an hour and a half of my life I get to keep. Thank you very much.
I did like this one more.
Well, I thought it was enjoyable enough if you didn't go in with high expectations, which you really shouldn't for this.
If you did, you really should consider counseling.
Yeah, when I went into this movie, the thing that worried me was watching Josh Hutcherson and imagining him as PETA in Hunger Games. The Hunger Games geek in me was like, no, please, please act good. Please act better. I don't want you to act like this in the movie I like. Because he's really stiff in this and just kind
of
still trying.
He's
really
bad
young.
Movies,
oh, so many bad movies.
He's done a lot of bad movies.
So
he's
I just,
getting better.
Just shake it off, Josh. Shake it off. Go act. Be good.
Don't do Journey 3.
Don't do Journey 3. You can move on from this. You've got Hunger Games money now. Cash in on that Hunger Games money and do some good movies. That's what you should do.
Okay.
So that was Journey 2.
I'm just saying, it's snoozable.
Sure, why not? That's what I said. Another one that came out this week is John Carter, also known as the Mars Jumping Movie.
In
certain social circles. Mine.
Wow.
So, yeah, this was the movie that stars Taylor Kitsch. I love, you know, if you question my name when we open the show, I can question every other actor's name, apparently, when I pronounce it later. He starts out in old-timey days and gets teleported to the planet Mars, where gravity definitely works for him, and he becomes a bit of a superhero trying to help out some civilizations battling each other and flying through the air on those Star Wars little things, and he has a dog that's really hyper and large. And there's a character that's a princess scientist warrior, which you totally have time to be good at all of those things.
Wow.
Did you see this one?
But you liked this one. Yes, I have seen this one. And as I recall, we disagree on this one.
Like is a strong word. I think that it was enjoyable enough if you just wanted to go see a really ridiculous action movie and try not to care about it too much. I'm not saying that it made sense, because it surely didn't. I'm saying it had a lot of hops, and that was kind
of
fun.
A lot of hops.
A lot of hops.
I would have to
interestingly
drink a lot of
designed
beer
characters,
to enjoy this film.
A strange gladiator sequence, some wars, fightings of things. And then it definitely ends strange.
I've yet to see Taylor Kitsch in anything that I like him in.
Oh, yeah, I really don't like him.
I mean, I think this could have been a pretty decent film. For me, he completely ruined it.
Yeah, like Battleship. I mean,
oh, exactly.
The better brother didn't get to exactly save the world, did he? Alexander Skarsgård, why?
Wow. And this film did not do, I mean, this was one of the Disney epic bombs. I mean,
oh, yeah. And it bombed from the point of trailer, because I don't know how many times I saw the trailer in the months leading up to it and had no idea what this movie was flipping about.
Yeah.
It didn't make any sense at all. You have to watch the movie to understand anything going on in that trailer.
It's just dumb.
Now, I can't remember. Is this based on something? Is this?
I think it's based on a book.
Because I'm thinking,
based on,
you know,
a book.
What Maybe marketing a genius came novel? Up with the name John Carter?
No, not even a graphic novel. It's like an old book.
Oh. Oh, that's right.
The literary types in our group had to fill us in on these things.
That's right. I remember.
People, you know, who read books.
One of my readers.
Old-timey books.
Old-time books.
Yeah. I'm still like into new books.
Oedipus or?
No, not that old.
Oedipus and John Carter.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you see Safe House? That was another one that came out this week.
That was the Denzel Washington action flick.
Did it also have abs, Green Lantern abs?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds. Mm. Abs, Green Lantern.
Just, I guess we can just call him abs. I think that's what he acts
that's
with.
That's all he added to the film.
Did he take off his shirt?
As I recall, he did.
I'm pretty sure that's like a paycheck
that's
thing.
What he
it's
has
like
to
in
do.
Every contract, right?
It is. Well, they don't hire him for his acting.
Or his Hot Wheels cars.
Or his acting. No. Wow. It's a, you know, this was the week of, for me, of mediocre DVD releases. Because we also had Acts of Valor, which is that.
But hey, that you don't love your country if you don't love Act of Valor.
And apparently I don't love my country because.
Boo hiss. I didn't say it, so I can boo hiss you without knowing.
I just, you know, if they hadn't used real soldiers, I might have resonated with it. But, you know, it's admirable what they tried to do.
Is it, like, forced?
Well, heck, Battleship used a real soldier.
Yeah.
A few of them.
Rihanna?
No. No. Her love is
she
not like a battlefield.
Her umbrella, Ella.
Yeah, you could have tried that against the aliens, see how well it worked.
Wow. This was just a week.
Yeah. Man.
Oh, man, it's frightening. Okay.
So, Kobe, is it time to go to that interview?
We've got, roughly.
Okay.
We got a little bit.
Unless you want to tell me about a movie you saw recently.
I saw, actually, Snow White and the Huntsman.
This one I did not see, but from the trailer, I'm on Team Queen.
It's pretty cool.
Kristen Stewart is not fairer than Charlize Theron.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
No, not really.
No. But... Yeah,
Charlize
cool.
Theron, she looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
her queenly ways.
Queenly ways.
Mm-hmm.
Queenly ways.
Well, I saw her today as the captain of a ship. It's pretty much the same thing.
Oh.
It's like the same role in both movies, I think.
And again, I mean, she's been on an interesting streak because you consider that, and then you look at Young Adult from last year.
I loved Young Adult.
And I loved Young Adult, and I thought she was great in that. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it just reminds you what a good actress.
What a soul-sucking actress she is.
She's a soul-sucking actress. I mean,
she sucks souls, and that's how she looks so good.
She deserves an Oscar for it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of work to go through. That's a lot of effort there. You get an A for effort.
I'm tired just thinking about it.
You're not trying hard enough. Where's the hustle?
Wow. All
right. We gotta get into it.
All right, let's listen to the interview.
All right. In honor of The Room coming to Landmark's midnight movies next week, you're now about to hear the epic, groundbreaking interview between Matt Soucy and director, star, producer, Tommy Wiseau.
I'm sorry.
Joining me on Film Sociology is auteur, because you are a man of many skills, Tommy Wiseau. How are you, Tommy?
Hi, how you doing, Miles? You?
Doing great. Now, this is going to be your second appearance, if I remember correctly, at IU for The Room. How was it the last time you were in town?
Oh, we have such a groovy time that they decided to invite us again, and I'm thrilled. And first of all, I'd like to say thank you to all the fans there, and hopefully we'll have a groovy time, and everybody's invited.
Well, we will be there as best we can.
Sure.
So how did you get interested in cinema?
Well, that was a long time ago, believe it or not.
Are you okay?
I am okay. My phone is ringing right now. I apologize.
That's okay. I thought it was a submarine for just a minute.
No problem. You have a great sense of humor. I like that.
Thank you.
To respond to your question, you know, I used to want to sing, believe it or not, and some people actually, I can sing, but never mind about that. Film has always been and was in my heart, you know, was in the sense and always would be, you know, because image, you know, people remember, etc. Through all these years, I studied psychology, and this relate to, you know, to how you can connect to people. It's a lot of stuff. We probably don't have the time, but just to briefly to tell you, my first movie actually was The Robbery Doesn't Pay. It's just a short movie I did for class, and I can tell you one thing. I got that A-. You know why it's minus?
Why is that?
Because I use a black and white and colors, and a lot of people ask me, why you use this colors? Like, why is not only one color? And I said, you know what? The reason for it is because of the, you know, I wanted people to provoke people. And you see, The Room, it's the same thing. If you really translate my vision a long time ago about movies, what I see now. And again, I have a great respect for, this is just a little off from your question, but for everyone who produced the movie, because, you know, it is what it is. It's very difficult art. What you make a big effort, and it's, I always say, you have to be detail oriented to accomplish something. And as you probably guys know, that some people already know, it's a lot misleading about The Room, about production, etc. online, and hopefully people are in few days they will ask me direct questions if they will attend the screening. So move on, next question.
Okay, well, I would say to jump on what you said, yeah, regardless of what people think about whether something is good or something is bad, making a movie is really damn hard. And
It is.
The fact that you know, not only wrote and directed and acted, especially in the case with The Room, I mean, it is a task to organize and get everything that, not only from a technical aspect of getting everything that you need, you know, but making sure everything is smooth on the set. How are you on the set when it comes to a director? What kind of atmosphere do you have?
I love a set, you know, but if you're, you know, I always say the set is my house, actually, the theater. I mean, if you refer to The Room, supposed to be a play. I don't know if you know that. I don't want to repeat myself because it'll be boring, but just really very quickly background of The Room. Supposed to be played first, and then I decided to, you know, write a script, etc., because of my 600 pages novel, which probably somebody want to publish right now, but we're working on it.
It's a 600-page novel this is based on?
Correct.
Wow.
And that was, keep in mind, again, since I'm talking to you, like I say, we don't have too much time, but very quickly, see, people don't realize this, nothing happened by accident, you know, like people say, oh, this accident, that accident. For example, I'm talking as a director right now, I can create a certain ambience and I can anticipate something, but I have to plan. Without planning, you don't have it. And I don't care what you, if you, for example, that lead me to, again, to your first question about production. You know, if, I don't care if you do 5 minutes movie or a feature movie. Guess what? Irony of a story is, for all of you guys to listen now, right now, that is the same thing. The difference is you spend more money, or you make it, you know, you involve more people, but you need the beginning, you need the middle, you need the end. I rest my case. But The Room is based on a 600 novel, over actually 600. So people will be surprised. And I noticed, I don't know, Matthew, if you noticed in the past few years, people actually grasp what was creating. And again, I'm thrilled to say that I'm happy with the fans and great support, and you know, sometimes we do have a bad apple, but you know what, I just accept whatever people you know, have comments about The Room. And again, I don't always say you have to. Actually, my motto is that if a lot of People love each other. The world will be a better place to live. By this talking from the room, you see, it doesn't matter that you don't have to write the like the room. And I want to stress that, because a lot of people think that, oh yeah, you have, no, you don't. You see, that's what that's the difference between me as a director, as an actor, you as the audience, as well the listener, that you have choice. And that's what the room is. And I think maybe that's the reason. I didn't conclude 100%, Matthew, but I'll tell you one thing, that maybe that's the reason is that people are, we have great support right now with people because they do see my vision and directly, you know. Mm-hmm. Either they'll, you know, sometimes people say, oh, I don't like this. Well, that's fine. It's nothing wrong. Same with me, you know. If I, for example, see some movie, which are, don't even ask me for a name, I may drop a couple of names. Maybe.
Okay.
But if I see a movie, it doesn't mean that I have to like all of it. I may, you know, like just a segment of it, etc. Move on, next question.
Is the book published or will it be published?
No, right now, currently, actually, I'm working with one publisher. Very big guy, actually, one of the biggest publishing company. I don't know what will happen. It's up to them, you know. Again, I'm not here to criticize. I'm not here to bashing anyone. That's not my motto, you know.
Okay. Yes.
I was beat up, you know. People beat me up many times, but true fans of the room, like in your school, you know, I'm like, I love you guys. Let me tell you this way, you know.
We're
so ready for pictures, and we'll have a groovy time. Move on, next question.
Where did the source for the inspiration for the room begin? Hopefully, it's not autobiographical.
Well, let me tell you, this is from life. You see, we all have. I don't know, you have opportunity to see several times the movie or not, but mm-hmm. The fact is that it's from life, relationships, you know, drugs issues. Just recently, I believe on CNN, I have an interview with Greg, and actually, I say very publicly, I would say right now too, you know, between 12 and 2 in America, you have number of crime committed is very high. You may laugh with my statement, but guess what? I studied this,
mm-hmm.
and this is the statistically speaking. Okay, now mostly people see the room in America midnight. So I rest my case. You may say, well, maybe yes, maybe not. But I say to you, yes, it does eliminate and directly crime. Besides this, as you probably know, and your young audience know about it, that we do not have, and I'm very strongly about it, and I think this is message maybe for, I'm not a politician yet, but this is message for mayors of the cities, you know, across the country, you guys give young people places to express themselves, parks, trees, play footballs, you know. We don't have these places anymore. I'm trying from north to south, from south to east, or whatever, name it. It's the same issue, the same problem, you know, and it's not right, you know, because I think young person, even older person, and we all have certain tendency to express ourselves emotionally through playing football or just whatever you want to do, you know. And we don't have this kind of places, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, people are sometimes doing drastic things, and that's the great area what I think people should realize about the room, and I am very strongly about it, and I'm surprised the big media does not pick up this, you know, because it's true. This is the story. And move on, next question. So
no, it's all right.
I'm
it's
just
cool.
Give you a little speech here.
No, it's okay. Nobody wants to hear me talk. They want to hear you.
No, I want you to talk too. Just jump in anytime.
Well, I was
Tommy, it's enough now.
Well, say
okay, 10 more minutes. All right, move on, next question.
Were you jilted by a woman like this in the film?
Well, let me tell you, I've been in a relationship. I will not say I was not.
Okay.
like I will tell you very honestly, two is better than three, but three is crowd. However, you can have three friends.
Yes.
And I will tell you one thing, that there's nothing wrong when Johnny in the movie, you know, say to Danny, it's okay to love somebody else, but the same time, it's process of learning how far you can go as a person. Mm-hmm. How far you can go, do you have to actually do something physically, or you just to say, look, I love you, man, or I love you to a girl or guy. It doesn't matter. You see, that's what the beauty in a relationship, that we understand and have respect, and how tempting it is. I've been in many situations, I don't know you guys, but we all been there, it's tempting to be very close to someone, you know, or you have certain opportunity, but then you pay for it, you know, by breaking relationships or a relationship. I believe very strongly that we've all been there. If not, I say many times that the room is a red flag. Wait a minute. Why should you do when you later on you will regret it? Mm-hmm. And I don't care how strong you are, how much money you have, that's irrelevant. You know, bottom line is, you know what? Feelings you cannot buy it, Matthew. And that's the irony in the room.
Well, I say you have people, you have now hundreds and thousands of people loving you with these screenings. You talk about a place for kids to go. When you have these screenings on campus and in theaters, you know, people have said that you single-handedly brought back the Midnight movie and the cult movie.
Right.
Well, not too much pressure, I hope.
No, I love public, and I always will. The fans, that's priority. For me, you know, so it's pressure, little pressure is there, but I like it.
And now I know right after The Room you did the documentary, you co-directed the documentary Homeless in America, is that right?
Correct, yes.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, because I know a lot of people know The Room, but you have done other things since.
Yeah, sure, yeah. The Homeless in America is totally different topic, as you probably know about it since you asked. Is dealing with the homelessness in America. And again, you see, long story short, you cannot eliminate homelessness. And now, in since you mentioned this topic, it is what it is. As you know, in America, because of the economy, actually I'm working on a new movie about relate to economy, and it's relate also to indirectly to homelessness. So again, this is the gray area. What people don't realize, and again, you see, some people say, oh, you know what, we can eliminate homelessness. Well, I have not, for you all your expert, you know, from politician to media, no, you cannot eliminate homelessness. If you look at a long time ago, let's say 200, 300 years ago, not this country, but other countries, you already have a homeless indirectly, but it was not recognized the way we recognize. But the good news is that if we learn about it, we will not have in America, which is, you know what, Matthew, it's really hurt my feelings that I see this, people actually, you know, lay down on the street in America, underneath the bridges. You know, it's sad. It mm-hmm. is very eerie situation. But the good news is that we have a lot of dedicated people, and I wish, you know, I don't wish, but I probably do another documentary. Like, I want to expose all the people actually doing good things for homelessness, people who never been recognized for their hard work without, you know, to help these people, because it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And again, you see, I'm across America, I see this, you know, I just come back from Houston, the same thing. Well, you know, people say, oh, we don't have a homeless. Well, I'm sorry, you do have, you know. Mm-hmm. But the good news, again, is that we can eliminate, we can help these people. And that's what I come from, you know. Yeah, homeless was, did this movie just to find out the truth, not because somebody told me. And what I discovered was pretty eerie, if you ask me. But the good news is we can improve with optimism and good spirit in America. Move on, next question.
what's the status on The House That Drips Blood on Alex?
Well, first of all, I was hired as an actor. Let me stress
right.
that. As well as only as an actor. Okay, I did not direct. They direct. That was Comedy Central. They aired it on TV and they put it online. And, you know, they're supposed to do second episode, I don't know, was pretty excited project, was paid job, of course.
Yes.
And, you know, it was good experience. They could do better, but, you see, it's not me to judge, you know. Some people like it, some people don't.
Well, I think what's been great is that you've been able to go from, you know, you did and I mean this as a compliment.
No problem.
I think the term melodrama gets a bad connotation, and so to go from a melodrama to documentary to horror, I mean, and just even you know, you're just acting in that, you're able to go from one genre to another.
Well, I think that's a compliment. If you ask me, you don't have to apologize, but you see, I don't call it, and again, this is your statement, melodrama. You may argue that The Room partially is melodrama based on the talking, if you analyze Johnny's character. Mm-hmm. I agree, you got me on that one. But at the same time, the reason we call black comedy, again, people don't realize black comedy leading towards melodrama.
Right.
Melodrama, as you probably know, defined melodrama is based... It's more than normal.
Mm-hmm.
So you much more dramatic approach. But irony of a story, again, I will say very openly that I have some friends that they are really melodramatic, if you ask me.
We all do, Tommy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Again, this is based on my research, okay? Mm-hmm. And I will say, you know, that hopefully we have more discussion like that about with the fans as well, with you guys, with media, because Matthew, you're part of the media one way or the other.
Yep.
And then, you know, actually, I'd like to have a program, you know, if you guys can organize it while there, we can have big discussion, you know. So it's up to you guys. But anyway, move on. Next question.
You talk about dark comedies, black comedies. What are some of your favorites?
What do you mean?
As far as are there other dark comedies like Dr. Strangelove or Harold and Maude that inspired you?
Well, you see, again, I inspire myself, but however, yeah, good point. I like, for example, if you look at not so much comedy or, you know, to me, comedy, let's put it this way, comedy, drama, melodrama, black comedy, whatever you define, I define as the colors. Colors means the more colors you have within your project, in this case, The Room or other movies, either include The Homeless in America, as you mentioned, you will not just to provoke people, but it will be interesting to see your project or movie, whatever you call it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, some people say, oh, this is short, this is long, whatever. But the colors for me is very important. Now, to respond to your question, I influence myself, however I'm fan of, for example, Cleopatra with Elizabeth Taylor.
Yes.
Because, again, this is the manipulation of woman aspect in life if you compare it to Juliet in The Room. Now, Orson Welles, for example, Citizen Kane, Giants with James Dean and others. Why these people we watching, by my research, a lot of people watching from time to time, what is the reason? What is behind? Or as my case, The Room, we can say the same thing. What is behind? Is it that bad because it's good, or is it good, is it bad? Well, as you know, Matthew, bad is expression, also it's good.
Mm-hmm.
In slang in America, as you know.
Yes.
If you have two guys walking, they are close friends, they will not say, oh, this is great movie. They say, oh, this is so bad, you have to see it. And again, people, I don't understand, but, you know, some of the stuff, you know, I'm just laughing because it's laughable, to be honest with you. But the bottom line is people enjoy this film, and that's the bottom line. And we have a really great discussion like we have right now. So we have 10 more minutes. Move on, next question.
Okay. I'll say, besides the documentary about the economy, is there any scripts or that you work, feature films that you have planned?
Yes, absolutely. I'm working on vampire movie as well as Alex Blood, Vampire, the Alex, as well. There'll be continuous what we did with Comedy Central, but slightly different angle, as well as I'm working currently, I'm shooting The Neighbors. We are casting currently, actually today, believe it or not. So I'm working very hard to entertain people, and hopefully people have a groovy time.
I'm saying, where's the as far as how far is what do you think will happen next? Which one do you think will come, or is it you know whatever comes to you first?
Well, The Neighbors actually will be available within probably 2 months. We're doing 5 episodes, and the Academy Award released before June. At Vampire, I'm working, but at the same time, I don't know if you're aware, but we'll be releasing Blu-ray of The Room, and that'll be before Christmas, as well as I'm working also on the 3D movie as well, 3D of The Room.
Really?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm doing the testing almost as we speak, you know. Mm-hmm. So we did some of it because we are, I don't know if you want to hear more about it, but just one sentence about it. We are scanning from 35mm print.
Right.
I'm referring to 3D of The Room.
Mm-hmm.
The Room with in 3D.
So the love, we're going to get even closer to the love scenes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
So we're going to get even closer to you guys during the love scenes.
I don't think so.
as a director, what do you what's some of the things that you do to help out actors? I know you had a fairly young cast on The Room, but how do you approach actors from a directing standpoint? And how do you direct yourself?
Well, directing is very tough, you see. So again, I have a system of if you refer to the Room, I had a system, and now I have a system as well. That you know, I'm doing a ratio 1-4, and basically I believe in a rehearsal process. In The Room, we have like 6 months rehearsal before we shot The Room, but irony of the story is, but I did change the actors several times, as well the crew was changed 4 times. So a lot of actors, there's only 1-2 person who actually been with me for a long time, what you see on the big screen. But to respond to your question, I'm a very detail-oriented person, if I may say that. Yes, of course I can say that.
You just did.
but at the same time, not self-centered. Let me say that, too. So my system is pretty straightforward, what I can share with you if you want to hear.
Please.
Well, you record yourself, and you watch yourself, and then you try to adjust base what you see. And I believe in adjustment, you see, at the same time, but you have to, one of the gray areas, you have to eliminate your subjective approach. So you go based as a, I am as a director, I say, what is the character saying, what he or she is doing, what's the situation? So it's the last obstacle come to your brain, and you have to divide it. You cannot combine together because then you get lost. That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see yourself, then you record again and say, okay, I like this scene. No, I have to improve that, okay? And when you are good actors, by the way, I never say on the records that actors are good or bad. What I'm saying, sometimes they don't give us certain, they're not sharing this. They're not giving enough. What I mean by that, they're missing the colors. Because any actors could be very, the best of the best. And that's why the reference to actors, some people sometimes ask me and say, can you cast this particular person because he or she make $20 million? I say, absolutely not. Because I already know that they cannot offer what I think I'm looking for. So for all of you, for all your listeners, it's not you have to be popular, acting is sharing. That's basically my definition of good acting, if I can say good acting. But I try not to divide it good and bad as an actor because I'm not a critic. I'm just going by provocation. My job as a director to provoke people positive ways if I can. So if I do that, I do a good job as far as in my hands, in my eyes. Now, again, about the system, so this basically, when I shot the room, I recorded this VHS tape, and by the way, I'm still writing the book about it, the difference between the HD and 35, because we use both cameras. I know it's laughable a little bit, but you know what? The way I see it this way, the simplicity is virtue of success. What I mean by that is very interesting. Even today, after all these years, I still find there's something when people say, okay, this is the HD, this is 35, this is the difference. That's the money what you spend on 35, that's what you spend on HD. I still don't have that. And this is the thing what I said on DVD very openly, that Hollywood was confused. And I was confused myself. And people literally say, oh, he didn't know what he was doing. Again, guys, some of you guys listening to this, you're incorrect. Please ask the question. I'll be glad to explain you what I meant by that, okay? But today, what we do, like we'll be doing, for example, The Neighbors, if I am, because I'm playing one of a Charlie character, I'll be recording myself and just watch it and analyze, okay, that's what I want, that's not what I don't want. But I have also assistant as well. So I work with two or three assistants. In the room, I have like four different assistants. So I say, you guys watch this, you give me feedback, you know what I'm saying? So it's very hard work if you refer to directing, acting as well. It's not easy job, but it's very, I love it, you know, I like it.
I say, tell a little bit, for those who don't know what The Neighbors is, why don't you refresh them?
Yeah, let me clarify. The Neighbors, it's a sitcom, it's TV pilot. It's, again, you see, I like variety. So we go from homeless to The Room, from vampire to The Neighbors. Matthew, you are good.
Thank you.
I know how will be the sound, how they will listen to your audiences. But The Neighbors is dealing with, again, relationship. It's a character, Charlie. You can go to The Room. It's theneighborssitcom.com, and you see the synopsis as well, the characters that we are currently working on. Right now as we speak. Yes.
Well, I say, you mentioned earlier about singing. Any plans maybe doing a musical somewhere down the line?
Actually, you know what? We actually working on the remix of their words from the lyrics from the script, and you probably hear something probably because we're working currently. Last year we did some stuff that we never published. So soon you can hear something.
I say, like you said, from stage to movies to documentaries to television, you're never bored.
No, I like variety, if you ask me. So we have two more questions. I'm sorry I have to go.
Oh, no, that's okay. I would say, has there been any movies out recently that you've been able to watch and enjoy recently?
Yes, but I will not tell you because then people are blogging about it. But I will tell you one thing. I give you one clue.
All right.
See, I make a laugh on you.
Okay.
That's great. I tell you one is dealing with started in S, like a social. I am not telling you the name.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, all right. Boy, you keep us hanging.
It was very easy to find out. Come on, you know about it.
Yes, yes. I say, how was it working with Tim and Eric?
That was pretty good, yeah. They're very nice people to work and very given, but sometimes we're not on the same page, but I've been working with them for four times. Let's see, one, two, three, four times, yes. And they're a very given person and people, you know. They're very creative. That's what the entertainment is about, creation.
Tommy, thank you so much for your time. I can't wait to see you in Bloomington on Tuesday. I'll get in touch with John, and hopefully we can meet up before or afterwards.
Yeah, no problem. And also, if you need any images, whatever, let us know, and thank you.
Thank you, Tommy. Take care.
No problem. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
There you have it, folks. Matt's interview with Tommy Wiseau. Rich.
There was.
Plug your book.
Richard Pro from TheIndependentCritic.com. My book is The Hallelujah Life, available on Amazon.com.
And I'm Gina Wagner of HauntedFlower.com, which just celebrated its 5-year anniversary in business. Woo!
We made it! T-shirts. I've got a couple of them.
Yes, it's awesome. And go see the roller derbies with the Circle City Derby Girls on June 16th. Come like our Facebook page and find all the details.
Go see a good movie. You deserve it. We gone! You're listening to WFYI 90.1 HD2 The Point, Indianapolis. Good night, Fort Myers.